From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Arizona Governor Jan Brewer has signed what is being called the toughest immigration law in the U.S. Under terms of the bill, police in the state that shares a border with Mexico would be required to determine if people are in the country illegally or even if there is, quote, a reasonable suspicion that might be the case.
I have prayed for strength and I have prayed for our state. I've decided to sign Senate Bill 1070 into law because, though many people disagree, I firmly believe it represents what's best for Arizona.
Even before the bill signing, the White House weighed in on the Arizona measure, calling it misguided. The Arizona law would require state and local police officers to arrest those unable to provide documentation showing they are living in the U.S. legally. The investigation into the Upper Big Branch mine explosion in West Virginia is now on hold because of high gas levels. New samples taken from the mine indicate a fire could be burning underground. Kerry Brown of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
Mine Safety and Health Administration officials say it could take a month before investigators can re-enter the Upper Big Branch mine to find the cause of an explosion that killed 29 people and injured two others on April 5th. West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin has tapped former MSHA Director David McAteer to head an independent investigation. He says fires like these are not uncommon after an explosion, and investigators are working on a plan to ventilate the mine.
The decision was made to delay the return underground, to watch the exhaust further, and to possibly bring in nitrogen if necessary to try to put the fire out if there is a fire underground.
The Upper Big Branch mine investigation is expected to take several months to a year to complete. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Brown in Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oil companies are moving to contain an oil slick that originated from a rig that sank off the Louisiana coast on Thursday. Officials say there does not appear to be a major spill at the moment. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Once the oil drilling rig caught fire and sank, the big worry was that oil could start flowing out of the wellhead below it on the seafloor. That could result in a major oil spill. But the Coast Guard says there does not appear to be a leak from the wellhead right now. Instead, cleanup crews are focusing on a much smaller slick originating from the rig itself. That's said to be 5 miles long and about a mile wide. The rig itself is 50 miles from the coast, so the spill is not currently threatening fragile coastal habitat. Cleanup crews are putting out booms to contain it. Meanwhile, the search continues for 11 workers who have been missing since the rig caught fire on Tuesday. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Orders for so-called big-ticket items designed to last were up last month. The Commerce Department says excluding transportation, orders for costly manufactured goods rose 2.8% in March. Those positive numbers played well on Wall Street. The Dow Industrial Average gained 69 points to end the week at 11,204. The Nasdaq was up 10 points. This is NPR. A group of 11 Somalis accused of attacking two Navy ships off the coast of Africa were in court today. The defendants, none of whom entered pleas, listened to an interpreter read the charges against them. The judge in the federal court in Virginia scheduled a detention hearing for next week and ordered the defendants held until then. The defendants appeared in two groups. Five are accused of attacking the USS Nicholas. Six are accused in an attack against the USS Ashland. Hundreds of young Greeks marched in central Athens today, just hours after Prime Minister George Papandreou announced that Greece would immediately seek an international bailout of up to $60 billion. From Athens, Joanne Kakissis reports.
Riot police used tear gas to disperse the protesters after they set fires and broke windows at banks and shops. The protesters said they feared Greek workers would have to shoulder even more cuts to salaries and pensions. They also feared that international powers would now control the country. Greece's finance minister, George Papakostandinou, will be in Washington this weekend for the IMF's annual meeting. He told reporters earlier that the country could start drawing money from the combined European Union and IMF bailout package in a matter of days. Greeks view their future very bleakly, according to recent polls. Half expect their country to go bankrupt, and nearly all say unemployment will rise. Unions said that they also plan more strikes and demonstrations in coming days. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
Former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin testifying in a case against a former University of Tennessee student accused of hacking her email said that was the main way she communicated with her family during the campaign. Palin told jurors hearing the case against 22-year-old David Cornell she was out on the trail when she first learned about the hacking. Cornell faces 50 years in prison. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.